Does your antiperspirant keep you dry all day? Dove Men Plus Care Dry Spray goes on instantly dry for a cleaner feel and offers 48 hours sweat and odor protection. Let me repeat that. 48 hours of sweat and odor protection. Use it and don't even think about it. Also, Dove Men Dry Spray contains Dove's unique one-quarter moisturizing cream that helps protect your skin. Try Dove Men Plus Care Dry Spray. Goes on dry, clean feel all day. And Mac, you trust, bro.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
What's going on in the world of the offense, Devin?
It's a work in progress. I've never worried about the offense.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Don't worry about the offense, Chris.
Is he off the phone yet?
He is.
I'm very worried.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles. Earlier on the show, NFL analyst and founder of Sharp Football Analysis, Warren Sharp. ESPN Dallas Cowboys reporter, Todd Archer. Coming up, comedians and activists, Chad Kroeger and JT Parr. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air here on YouTube.com/Rich Eisen Show. We will be migrating to Roku next month, and that's where you can catch the live version of this show, and then, of course, the re-airs of it every single day for free on the Roku channel, which is free on all Roku devices, Amazon Fire TV, Samsung Smart TVs, your mobile phone, and, of course, desktop. You can watch us on the desktop at therokuchannel.com. That's coming up next month. We're going to give you more information on that. Our new Sirius XM homes are right around the corner. I promise you we'll be back on those platforms in short order. We're here on the Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio network that has been built for us and that is growing every single day that we love being on. And we would love to hear from you at 844-204-RICH there. If you're listening on the Odyssey app, we say hello to you. If you're listening on our podcast, whenever you're darn well pleased, we say thank you. At the RSS subscribe button there, just like you do right here on the Rich Eisen Show YouTube page, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. Chad and JT, these are gents who are very popular right here on YouTube. They've got a popular new show streaming on Netflix as well. You popped it in last night in advance of them arriving here, Mr. Feller, and it was the first that was right up there on Netflix, right?
First thing.
Going
right
deep
away
with Chad and JT.
All right, we're paid in the Latrulio League, so the draft was going to start soon.
All right, so it's in. You've triggered the draft.
You put your card in.
This fantasy league is crazy because you just draft 20 players, and then the computer just selects your team based on everybody's final results at the end of the day. So you don't even know. You can't even follow along live unless, I guess, you look at everybody's team to see. You just assume. Or they'll take the running total of the top nine.
Oh, TJ,
players.
We have the first pick.
You do.
Oh, let's go. Let's go.
Do you really?
Draft starts in 14 minutes.
You already know who we're picking, right?
When is my?
Hold on. Okay. Rich Eisen, you're second.
Oh. Hey, it's in the bag, baby. It's in the bag, baby.
All right, hold on. Ready? Here's who's in the league.
Okay.
Talk to me.
Well, the names are a little different. Let's see here. Joey Stack. So I think that's Joe. He's fifth.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's Rudd? Where does Rudd pick?
I'm trying to look at the team.
Rudd is like in 10 friggin' leagues. He's crazy.
Man.
I just love the fact that he's like, I'm in. Sure.
Well, I think some of the names we can't really say.
Rudd's one of them, right?
If this is a good fantasy league, you should not be able to say
John Hamm's in
name.
It. Fantastic.
Nice.
All right.
So we are first up, TJ. So, are we going JT?
I mean, I think that's kind of...
Or should we go CMC?
No.
Dude, if you go CMC, you're going to leave me JT? I'm not going CMC.
You're not?
I can't, dude.
What are you going to take, Cooper Kupp third?
Second. But what? Time out.
Oh, yeah, you're second.
Wait, what is the scoring on this league? Is this a point
PPR.
Per reception?
It's PPR.
Okay. No, I think it's Jonathan Taylor, Chris.
All right, we go JT.
I think you guys should overthink it.
Let's not. Definitely not. We can overthink our next pick.
Just here's what you got to do. You got to focus. You got to make it in the commercial break before Chad and JT, the other JT, comes
right,
on.
Right.
So I can make my pick. Well, actually, I've got 2 hours.
You got two hours.
All right. I mean, I could literally sit on this. TJ, we could sit on this for a while.
We could, but you know what? Like, when you're doing mock drafts on, like,
fantastic.
A site and you have the first pick and it's obvious, don't use your full time. Just
how about that, boom. Man?
What if we take Ja'Marr Chase or somebody crazy?
And then we don't want to win. I think is what that would
be. Please leave me, Jonathan Taylor. Will you do that?
No.
Okay.
Well, I'm not in, so he's controlling.
You are in.
No, I'm saying I'm not controlling anything.
I have to give you the information. Yeah, so, in the commercial break, I'll give you the login.
So was it random, or is it because you signed up last?
We were the last two to sign up. I don't know.
So
that is amazing.
I don't care.
That is amazing. I'll take two.
Although Joe would be last then, right?
I will take Cooper Kupp as the day is long. If you choose Jonathan Taylor, we're just announcing our picks. Okay, very good.
Some guy, Chuck Schumer, is also in the draft.
Chuck Schumer is not in the draft.
The Chuck Schumer?
Definitely not.
What if it is? That surprise you,
that's
Rich?
That's his username.
That's kind of crazy. When you see just, and again, we don't tread in these waters. You know how Chuck Schumer goes like this with his glasses? And he'll show up on TV like this, looking correctly at the camera. It's just like, just take your glasses off.
I can't believe we have the first pick.
All right. Well done.
I believe it. I manifested it.
Hey, I want to use this space to cape for someone, and I cannot believe I am caping for this individual because he doesn't usually need it or require it because he's so immensely talented and so widely loved and respected.
Micah Parsons?
No.
What is wrong with you?
No.
But you
not
do
referring
love him.
To him, but he has now reached that part of American sports fame where folks are ready for him to be torn down a little bit. And also, he's already reached that part of American sports fame where he won't be considered for MVP very often because he's already won it. You know, it's just like he's already gotten a Lifetime Achievement Award of how many times do you need to win it? We'll start looking at other people who might not have your stats because we expect you to do what you're doing. Remember that part of the time of the career where Belichick has to go undefeated and his quarterback's got to throw 50 touchdowns and have a defense that has 50 takeaways for him to win Coach of the Year, right?
Right. He did win in 2007, right? Coach of the Year.
You know, I remember Phil Jackson is like, yeah, you're not Coach of the Year. You can't win Coach of the Year because you got Jordan, you got Kobe, you got Shaq, and plus you've already won them all. Like, well, how many yachts can you water ski behind? But I cannot believe the slagging that has taken place and on occasion downright disrespect that has been thrown in terms of shade at Patrick Mahomes.
Agreed.
I don't understand what is happening because, yeah, his former receivers are different spots now, and I understand they're trying to talk him up, their new quarterbacks. One doesn't need talking up, and the other one I think does require to have some sort of vote of confidence said full-throatedly by the new receiver on his team. Tyreek Hill going to Miami and saying the following about going from Mahomes to Tua. Obviously, I'm going to go with 1-5 as the strongest arm, but as far as accuracy-wise, I'm going with Tua all day. I want it to hit me right in the breadbasket, just like I did in the Buffalo Bills game, and take it 70 yards. That was on it, his podcast. Okay, so you're talking up your guy when you're asked a direct question about your former guy. I get it.
Yeah, makes sense.
And then he doubles down a couple of weeks later, a month later on First Take, when asked why he chose the Dolphins over the Jets. And he said, Zach Wilson's a dog, but I'd rather play with the most accurate quarterback in the NFL. Tua, he's an expletive heck of a competitor. He's a hell of a hard worker. I'm excited to go to work with him, compete with him, and battle with him. This dude came from Alabama. If you know Alabama, they're playing some of the biggest games in college football. I've had a chance to play with him, practice with him, and see his confidence. I've had a chance to golf with him. He's a good guy, obviously, but I see a lot of similarities when I look at him and when I see Patrick Mahomes. He's definitely onto something. And while we're taking all that in, The Athletic has its annual breakdown of what evaluators in the NFL think of the quarterbacks, whether they're elite or not. And The Athletic, quoting an anonymous defensive coordinator in the NFL, saying that they love Mahomes because of his unorthodox throws, not because of his natural pocket presence. And when that disappears, that's when they lose games. I don't think that's a one, meaning he's not an elite quarterback. I think that's a two, meaning not the top tier quarterbacks in the league. Adding nothing against the guy. I love the kid, but take his first read away, and what does he do? He runs, he scrambles, and he plays street ball.
Whoa.
What? You remember the Super Bowl he's running for his life when the pocket was gone?
I do. I do remember that.
Street ball almost damn near kept him in the game and won it. If he could make a couple of those plays, couple of those throws, street ball throws, hit guys in the hands. Talk about accuracy. They couldn't pull him in. Sammy Watkins.
Sammy Watkins.
I know he's excited to be in a new spot. I get it. Aaron Rodgers, we all know, is going to the Hall.
True.
First ballot Hall of Famer. Just this very week, Sammy Watkins. I think Pat is incredibly good. But A-Rod's on a whole nother level. He's amazing how he controls the ball, how he puts everyone in place. I've been with a lot of quarterbacks, and I've never seen them carry themselves like Aaron Rodgers. Incredibly good. That's what Pat is. Are you kidding me?
That is.
Len Dawson, may he rest in peace. He just passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Best quarterback the Chiefs had until Montana showed up, and then he was clearly not the Montana of the San Francisco years, even though he did take them to a playoffs, deep into the playoffs, that they had not seen until Mahomes showed up on the spot, becoming one of the best to ever do it. The fastest of one of the best to ever do it. One of the best to ever do it in a way that is so incredibly jaw-dropping, difference-making, Madden cover-earning. Kids love him. What's happening? What's happening? His own guys going somewhere else. I get that Tua needs to be talked up. That's one of his own podcasts. Asked directly about Mahomes. Asked about why he went to the Dolphins instead of the Jets. The answer winds up with a comparison of Tua to Mahomes. And I love Tua, but are you kidding me? And then, what do you think? Rodgers needs an attaboy from Sammy Watkins?
Yeah, why does Rodgers need
to?
I mean, but you can understand it more with Rodgers. The Tua thing is the one that's the real head scratcher.
Do you think Rodgers would be offended if he said, I went from Hall of Fame quarterback to a Hall of Fame quarterback?
No.
Not in the same way of Devontae Adams saying he went from Hall of Fame quarterback to a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Completely different.
Right? Do you think Rodgers would be offended if Sammy Watkins said that? Hey, man, I played with a future Hall of Famer in Pat Mahomes. Now I'm here with Rodgers. I can only hope Mahomes is as good as Rodgers when he's Rodgers' age. And he could be because it's similar games. Like, right? I don't get it. I don't understand it. Maybe it's the way America works. Build him up to tear him down and then bring him back. Makes it more of an interesting story than somebody who is so generationally brilliant out of the box. And this year, everybody's going to think he's going to take a step back. Man, I think this is a chip on his shoulder. I cannot wait to watch him cash in.
I said it last week. I agree with you. People are sleeping. Right? Or
where's the Pat slang and shade coming from?
Like, what did he do?
About? What did he do?
All of a sudden, like I told Chris the other day, like Chris was ready to put him on Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks, and yet people are now, you know, slandering
him.
He's
not arrogant. He's not earning people's shade.
No.
Right? I mean, if you're jealous of his talent, that's a YP, not an HP. It's not his problem. That's a your problem. Maybe you're jealous of it. I don't know.
What you said earlier is true, though. That is kind of the way America works. You build someone up just to tear them down. I don't understand it in any case, really, but especially not in this particular case. Because you tell me, are there more than Chris, three NFL teams that wouldn't take Patrick Mahomes
Please.
Right now?
Oh. Bounce their quarterback for him.
If you play the what quarterback would you rather have game?
He would win. He would win a lot of them.
He'd win
out most of them.
Yeah,
90% of them. Oh yeah, please. Yeah, we're not even going to do it because I think that's disrespectful to him.
Yeah, it's unnecessary.
At any rate,
look, he's Henry Winkler's favorite. If that doesn't tell you something, then I don't know.
He invited him through his house where he and his wife have a beautiful chicken dish with a great reduction.
Still have no idea what that means.
It's delicious, I think is what it,
yes.
what it means. And if the Fonz likes you, then I like you.
We're 2 minutes away from drafting first overall, TJ.
Well, you know the rules. You know the routine.
Let's take a break.
JT, friend of the show.
Chad and JT are here. They're making the world a better place, one bro at a time. Chad Kroeger, JT Parr, coming up next live on The Rich Eisen Show. JT Parr and Chad Kroeger, the activists, I guess, is one way to definitely call you guys. Chad and JT Go Deep, available for streaming on Netflix. Our terrestrial radio audience is back with all of us together. And I guess, you know, Chad and JT, I'm familiar with your work because I follow all the local, C-SPAN coverage of a number of very small Southern California cities that need to have some sort of public commentary from the people. Yeah. And you seem to have provided that. You guys really take a stand on so many issues. And I just want to let you guys know I admire that.
Oh, thank you so much.
I admire your approach to making sure our world's a better place. How did you come up with the idea of a Paul Walker statue?
Good question. Well,
I only ask those types of questions.
Dude, thank you, man. And I appreciate you throwing the abbreve in there. It's at a time, sort of not unlike now where this country is super polarized, everyone was sort of, just sort of grappling with each other. And JT and I were sort of like looked at each other. We're like, well, we need, like, this is not okay. Everyone needs to kind of feel stoked again. Everyone needs to come together. And we're like, we look at each other. We're like, what brings us together? And boom, Paul Walker. And what do you do for unifying figures? You make a statue. So it literally just popped into our domes, and then we just hit the council that day because JT's well-versed in politics. Like, he knows the word constituents. So we did it that day, and it just, like, and our activism began.
And then it began.
Yeah.
And how did you find the city council took your request for a Paul Walker statue?
There was a respectful denial. We had such a groundswell of support from America, from the entire nation, that they erected at least a 6-inch statue.
Yeah, they made like a little doll.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I missed that.
It was cool. I mean, we want something that stands out a bit more because we wanted people who were like immigrating to San Clemente for that to be the first thing they saw on the pier.
Yes.
And unless they're rocking Binox, like, they're not going to see the 6-incher, but it's a start.
Yeah.
So how much of a factor do you find yourselves being in front of these city councils and trying to press your case for so many important issues that of our time, guys? What would you say?
I mean, they listen to us. I mean, they come up afterwards and they're sort of like, I didn't want to say this, but
yes.
You were saying exactly what I wanted to hear. A lot of respectful denials, but, I think that, the general population sort of, supports our causes, and that's continuing the momentum to bring about change and just bring about more stoke.
And we've inspired like a lot of other new young activists that they didn't realize that those environments were so accessible. So I get like, I get DMs and texts from like dudes at LSU and Arizona State and Florida State and other like, prestigious academic institutions. And they'll just hit me up and be like, dude, I didn't realize like we could petition the city to like build a beer bong off the library tower. And I'm like, no, you can and you should. And so that's been like something we didn't anticipate, but that's been very life affirming.
Yeah. And even dudes as far as like Denver and stuff, they'd be like, I can't tell you how many dudes have been like, hey, I just petitioned for another chairlift, And that's crazy.
Did they build one? Did they build one?
No.
Another chairlift?
Yeah. I mean, it just seems like that might be bringing sand to the beach. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Well, yeah, but worst case scenario, they just do more backcountry. So it's a win-win.
Good point.
Yeah.
Was there a moment, guys, where the light bulb went over your heads collectively and said that you could... Well, you have to listen to me finish my sentence.
Sorry.
No, where the light bulb went over your head and you thought to yourselves, we can make a difference. Was there one specific moment where you guys realized the sway you might have?
I think, you know, it was a very personal moment, but it was when we first met, we were doing a four-hose beer bong. And, you know, there are two other dudes involved, Kellen and Bonk. But during our chug, we just had this cosmic connection where, and I think at that moment, we sort of looked at each other. We were like, well, we are kind of a dream team when it comes to making change, because JT's so good at amping people up at parties. And we're like, well, why don't we just do that for the rest of the world? You know what I mean?
But you inspire me to do it.
Oh, that's true.
Like, you're like, hey, everyone here needs to get amped. And I never thought about it that way. Yeah. So once you mobilize that energy, I really started to take off, and I owe it all to my dog right here.
Oh, thanks, dude.
Have you made your parents proud?
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, they had very low expectations. So,
so the bar's been set very low?
Yeah. I was really intentional about that. Like, I waited about 24 years before I did anything right, so that once it started going a little bit better, they were like, holy cow, sky's the limit for this kid.
Chad and JT Go Deep is available on Netflix or streaming right now. So what would you say is your perfect day, Chad and JT? What's your perfect day?
We've talked about this before.
Perfect day. I think I'd start off the morning with a nice streak and then do some perineum sunning. That's sort of our main holistic practice at the moment.
So the streak is stripping down. And when you say perineum, for those who might not have taken biology, what is that body part?
I believe the scientific term is taint.
Okay, the spot where taint, in between.
Right.
Okay, so that's, you
sun it, you know, you get direct sunlight on it for, you know, just to, it increases vitamin D, your electrical charge, and immunity. And also knowledge. Like, I couldn't really read that well until I started perineum sunning.
Is that right?
It
improved your reading comprehension.
Yeah.
I didn't know that you could do that.
Yeah, like, I started reading in front of JT, and he's like, dude, you're reading. And I was like, yeah, it's perineum sunning.
Okay, so that's a good start to the day, sort of like a healthy breakfast.
Exactly. Yeah.
Understood.
Yeah, yeah.
What about, and then what happens next?
I know, we go to get a cup of coffee, and maybe like the short story writer George Saunders is there, and we just break down some philosophical ideas. Then we cruise to the gym, probably for a boxing workout, and like Lomachenko's there just teaching us about footwork. And then to cap it all off, once we got our body, mind, and
oh yeah, the endorphins
head,
must
be
popping by
then. Yeah, we're feeling good. So then it's time to go to a friend's wedding.
Why? Is it just because you appreciate the love of a friend? And
the
stuff
stoke
like
is
that?
So peak. Everyone's having the best night ever. Mm-hmm. The drinks are ripping. The dance floor's on fire. All the classics, September, Justin Timberlake, etc. And you just go wild.
Yeah, and I think after that, we drunk dial our local representative. Just tell him what's up, you know?
What do you mean, tell him what's up?
Just be like, dude, we had a great day, just checking in.
Oh, you start with the perineum sunning and you end up with the, you know, I guess the electric slide
engagement
or something like that. The chicken dance, which is something I banned from my wedding. That was my wedding was a chicken dance, electric slide free zone.
You got to curate the dance floor. That's huge.
I did my best to do that.
Did you break dance?
I did not. I did not break dance. I sang Sinatra at my wedding.
Whoa.
I did.
You were crooning a little bit?
Definitely. If I was paying for the band, I was going to have my own karaoke.
That sounds
sexy. I feel like you have a great voice.
I have timber.
Yeah, you do have timber.
I've got timber.
Nice.
I can hear it here. Yeah.
Thank you. You could hear it right from there, right?
Yeah.
So that's your perfect day, huh? From start to finish?
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, we thought about it.
Yeah.
We're trying to make it happen.
Yeah. You should join us.
Well, where would I fit in and all that? I don't know. Look, I have another job with the NFL. I don't know if perineum sunning is in my contract as something I can do.
Right.
I need to check the fine print.
Okay.
On that, I would just say it taint possible. Do you see what I did?
Whoa.
You
nice
see what
play.
I did?
Yeah, they get specific with the contracts in the NFL. Like when they wouldn't let Big Ben ride a motorcycle, it's like you're not allowed to sun your butt.
There's a lot of that stuff in the off season, but you know, there is no off season for me talking about the NFL. So that's my own burden. But other than that, I don't. I could probably join like a good boxing workout. That's not bad.
Yeah.
And friends, the squad's wedding. Ever expanding. There's always room.
Is that so?
Yeah, you said, where do I fit in? I'm like, I don't see where you fit out.
Nicely
like, I think
done.
It's all.
I appreciate that.
It's all meshing.
JT and Chad right here on the Rich Eisen Show. So what's what do you guys want your legacy to be?
Oh, it's good cue.
Legacy?
What's your legacy? I mean, clearly you're trying to change minds. You're trying to make an impact. Mm-hmm. It's obvious in your work. What do you want your legacy to be? What do you think?
I think for me personally, I think I want to be known as the guy who forever changed the brand of the name Chad. You know, because Chad has, you know, kind of a negative connotation within the public sphere right now.
Well, how so? What do you mean?
People just say, you know, they say Chads and Brads, you know, referring to dudes just like aren't chill or, you know, square up a lot. Mm-hmm. And so I want to be the guy who's like, no, Chads are actually sick. And I want that to sort of be in the urban dictionary after I'm done.
I'd like to be like the Dick Vermeil of activism where a prominent champion.
By the way, I cannot wait to hear what the description of this is going to be, JT. I can't wait to hear it. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt your flow right there.
Not at all.
But that's a great opener.
Thank you.
That you want to be the Dick Vermeil of activism?
Yeah.
So what does that mean?
Like a prominent, enduring figure who reaches the mountaintop and cries the whole time.
And has longevity.
Has longevity.
I mean, he just got inducted into the Hall of Fame. He's down near 90.
He's in the movie Invincible.
Yes.
And we also know that if you bring up any player he has any kind of relationship with, he'll find the sentimental there and break down. And I'd like to do that, but in the activism sphere.
Are you saying you would want Greg Kinnear to play you in a film if a film was made of your life?
I'm not opposed to it. I'm a pretty big Kinnear fan. I didn't think he was hot enough in the movie Sabrina to go toe-to-toe with Harrison Ford, but in everything else, I think he's been top-notch.
That's an excellent breakdown.
Thank you.
I understand that. Dennis Quaid just played him in Kurt Warner's movie as well.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Whose Vermeil did you like more?
I thought Dennis Quaid's Vermeil was a little bit more believable.
I believe that.
Because and this is totally unfair to Greg Kinnear, who has been nominated for an Oscar, right?
As good as it gets.
He was too close to his Talk Soup days for me to believe him as Dick Vermeil.
Oh, interesting.
It wasn't that far removed from that. Not to get too deep into the details here, but
I love it.
You know, do you play fantasy football?
I do. I'm leaving tomorrow to go to Utah for my annual fantasy football draft.
Why is it in Utah?
Our friend has a home out there, and it's kind of equidistant for everyone who lives all over the country. Mm-hmm. So we all fly in for 3 days, and we paintball and go-kart race and then draft.
Okay. In that order?
Yeah. That's basically the running order.
Utah is geographically sound because to only
probably
a certain part of the United States, one would say.
Yeah, equidistant was probably the wrong phrase, but it was the closest one I could think of. It's just,
I didn't mean to take you too literally there, but I'm just trying to
figure out. Direct flights from New York, direct flights from L.A.
That's what you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you know this guy over there, Chris Brockman? Would you care to tell these guys what your fantasy football league is all about? Would you please enlighten JT and Chad? Because to
absolutely
me, I think your activism needs to be brought to bear to stop what you're about to hear.
Whoa.
If you wouldn't mind giving us your 2 cents on that.
I'm in a 14-team league.
That's already bad.
We are actually drafting this weekend. We do a thing where we also do a live draft in person, but we go to the city of the team that wins the Super Bowl. So we've gone to, you know, Denver and Baltimore, Seattle, New England over the years. Went to Tampa last year.
Get to the bad part.
So we have, let's see, 15 rounds, no time limits.
Oh, whoa.
So our drafts usually take about 8 hours on Saturday.
One time, 1 year, an individual in his league took 28 minutes to draft Brian Hartline at wide receiver.
In the eighth round.
If that had happened to me, I would have absolutely committed some sort of an assault, physical assault on that. But like around minute eight, like
eight,
minute four, I would have been getting fidgety.
Right.
Minute eight, I would have gotten aggressive.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So what is your thought? I think you have a thought. I could see already.
I absolutely love it. Because those late round picks, those can be what make your whole season.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And
I also like that you guys treat it like almost like chess grandmasters where there's that much thought put into each single move.
Yeah.
And I also have to expect that you guys are talking a lot of trash when he's taking all that time.
A lot of trash, a lot of food and beer. You know,
being thrown in their direction?
Well, it's, you know, a lot of just like, dude, like, come on, what are we doing? Like, it's been 12 minutes. Just take somebody. Like, you're not going to win anyway. You know, this, you're going to cut this guy in week four. You know, just a lot of that going on while they're doing, you know.
And then when they finally make the pick and you realize their brain just broke, you'll never forget that. You pick
and then it's always like, that's who you took?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what?
So you will not act against this? You will not be activist against this idea? You will not?
No, in fact, I like it so much, I think we might bring it to the city council.
Oh. Yeah.
No more time limits on draft.
Which city council will you do this? Can you do that? This would be great.
Yeah, I think we got to do it in, like, Boston.
Do people see you coming now? Do city councils know you're coming? Do they know your faces now? Because you've done this in so many places. Your activism is now world known.
Do they
know that
they don't
coming?
Know we're coming? When they see us, then they know. And we even went to Des Moines recently. We went to, you know, Delaware. In Delaware, they didn't want us to speak, so they tried to smoke us out for 6 hours. We showed up at 7, and we went up at 2 a.m. And, they moved the public comment back.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Just to try and ice you? Is that what you're saying?
Just to try to tire us out, make us leave. But they didn't realize, like, I had my vape on me. I could have gone through.
Yeah.
Your siege tactics aren't going to work on me. I'm loaded for bear. I'm ready to be here all night.
That was their problem, is that, please, they're not going to try and outlast you. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, you can test us on a couple fronts, like intelligence, cogence, but you will not test us on commitment.
Yeah. And they would bring up issues about, like, a Courtyard Marriott and stuff, and we even got involved with that. They're like, well, if you're going to build this, then put some palm trees in there. And I think they did.
Yeah, which people are kind of against palm trees right now because they're a big, like, water suck and they don't really provide much for nature. But we're kind of big on aesthetics, and we think it provides, like, a level of hope when you see them that works across the country.
Oh, man. Before I let you go, I want to get your thoughts on something that everybody's talking about in the sports world right now to see if you would, again, agree and would want to show up in front of a city council to advocate for this or to try and prevent it from happening again. I want to tap into your advocacy and your activism, guys. This happened in Yankee Stadium on Monday night. I don't know if you saw this video. It went viral. A guy who had a hot dog and a straw, and he's poking holes through the hot dog, sucking the meat out of the straw, placing the straw away, and then using the hot dog as a straw to consume his beer.
Dude.
And I would just like to turn to you, JT Parr and Chad Kroger, and get your thoughts. Gentlemen, what do you think?
I've long lived by the maxim not to yuck anyone's yums, but that was one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen.
Dude, that's one county. What do you think?
I'm going to have to respectfully disagree. I'm a huge...
Oh, let's go, dog.
I'm a huge... I love meat, you know? I love the liver king.
Yeah?
And I think this is, you know, the movement is spreading. So I'm going to start doing that. I think...
To just start poking holes in various forms of meat and using it as a conveyance to suck some sort of liquid into your body? Is that what you're saying?
If I could chug a Coors Light through a filet mignon... I mean, I think that's it for me, dude.
It does combine two acts of consumption.
Yeah.
It is economical. Let's put it that way. I understand that.
Yeah.
But it is also a complete affront to the hot dog, don't you think? It's a blasphemous use of the hot dog.
Yeah. And, like, straws are, like, I guess just kind of gross, and hot dogs are kind of gross. And then, like, a beer can be kind of, it's just, I didn't see a lot of elegance there.
I sorry to respectfully disagree again, but I'm going to have to counter with, I think, you know, straws are polluting the earth and they're hurting the turtles. So if we can combine a food item, you know, then less straws will be used and then the turtles will be saved. And then I think, you know, a beer flavored hot dog is like, my brother made a pork butt one time. He just threw a Budweiser in there and
right
it just
it.
Totally enhanced the flavor. So
How about that? So
I got to give it up, dog. You crushed that.
Okay, Chad, you think he's onto something, and JT, you think it's wrong. And
but I'm willing to get past my own disgust and realize that's just issues I have with myself and maybe trauma from my past and to support my dog in this, I think, rightful endeavor.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay, there you go. So your podcast, where all podcasts are acquired, you're giving advice to bros and everybody else. And I guess the phrase here is, we will help you help yourself. Is that what you're That's what you're doing on your pod?
Big time. Yeah. Advice to bros. Help them live their best lives and get stoked.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this is just the podcast form, and now you've got your show and you've got your pod.
Got the pod, mm-hmm. got the show.
And you got your tour dates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
September, you're going on the road, San Diego, Greensboro, North Carolina. You're going to a bunch of places in Carolina, and then Vegas.
Vegas,
for a festival.
Yeah.
What's the festival?
I don't know, but I bet it's going to be a lot of doof, 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 doof.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like that, screaming over the music.
Yeah.
Understand. Is that your scene? Do you like that?
I'm into it, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm more of a Tom Petty guy, but I'll roll with anything.
Understood. Yeah. Understood. You can get tickets and check more tour dates at chadandjt.com.
Nice.
That's what you can do. Love Gin Barry, too, Chad.
Oh, thank you so
much. Nice spot.
That was incredible. That was a whirlwind. Like, it all happened within the span of a week, and Bill Hader is just, he's amazing.
You dispensed advice and donuts, I think, perfectly. That was impressive.
I mean, I was actually doing that at a Yum Yum, and Bill Hader actually saw me do that.
So he just, by happenstance, strolled into a Yum Yum Donuts, saw you doing this, and said, I'd like to put that on my television show.
Yeah, he's like, you give great advice. And I was like, thank you so much.
Impressive. Yeah. Was that written, or did you come up with this stuff yourself?
Oh, they wrote it.
They wrote
it. But it was actually before Chad was perennium sending before he knew how to read.
Yeah.
So he was just like, yo, Bill, can you say it out loud real quick, and I'll try to memorize that stuff?
That'll be the next season of Barry. That'll be a great scene with Henry Winkler, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Perennium sunning with the Fonz is something. Yeah. I mean, that's got Emmy written all over it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to help you guys out.
He jumped the shark. Now he's going to jump the tank.
Nicely done. Yeah. Nicely done. All right, everybody, check out Chad and JT Go Deep, available now on Netflix. Check out the Going Deep with Chad and JT podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. And then go to chadandjt.com to see Chad and JT in person on tour. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for having us.
Anytime.
Fan.
Thank you.
Yeah,
right back at you. You take care and come back whenever you want.
Awesome.
Are you leaving? You don't have to. We can just throw it a break, and then you can get up.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I'm a vet.
All right, here we go. We're back with more on the Rich Eisen Show in a moment. Back here at Terrestrial Radio Network, along with our friends on YouTube.com/Rich Eisen Show, where some people are in the 547 chat room think I'm going to get fired after that conversation. Somebody said that? Yeah. Why?
I think once the taint word got popped.
I see what you're saying. Perineum?
Perineum.
Yeah. I know what that was. I made him fill in the blank.
Yeah. So I
or
think
the nether region.
Oh, yeah.
The spot.
That might get you.
But like you're number one on the call sheet, so I'm not sure who could fire you.
I'm number one on the call sheet. Oh, well, here.
Here, yeah.
No, I think they might mean NFL. A corporate America gig.
They were talking about here. They don't care about the other places.
Really?
The chat is about
That's
us.
That's too bad. That would be bad for me, man.
Not that they don't care, but the chat's not talking about places other than
Rich, you're going to get called to the HR office.
Yeah.
you're the one calling me?
I'm head of HR.
Men, women, first-time winners, repeat major winners, club champions, business golfers. Everybody's been made better by Callaway's choice to make the best golf ball out there. Not just the best tour ball, but the best golf ball to make everyone better. That's how Callaway's engineered Chrome Soft. The family of Chrome Soft golf balls, the best tour performance for every type of performance. That's what they've made at Callaway. Start with the regular Chrome Soft. That's for everybody. That's for the widest range of golfers. The better players need more workability. Chrome Soft X is for you. The better player is even better than that. Chrome Soft XLS gives you that lower spin golf ball on longer shots, firmer feel, still with high spin around the greens. Every Chrome Soft is now enhanced with precision technology. What's that? That's design techniques, manufacturing specs, to use the shorthand phrase that we just heard, up to 1/1000th of an inch. This ensures they're the highest quality, most consistent, fastest golf balls possible. When you add it all up, it's so simple. Chrome Soft is better for the best and better for everyone. Find out which Chrome Soft is right for you at CallawayGolf.com/ChromeSoft. Mike Hoskins spent some time during the commercial break putting together a list of all the shorthand words that Chad and JT just employed.
Oh, no way.
The abreaves, if you will. And I believe that's one of them. Pledge for pleasure. Defs for definitions.
Okay.
Strat for strategy. Quesh for questions. Abreave. for abbreviation. NASH for nation. I picked up on that one, the NASH. Binox for binoculars. Populage for populations. Institution for institutions. And connotage for connotation. So I guess if you just put the H instead of Asian, right? They just, that's the shorthand. That's the abbreviation.
That's really
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
That's the Chad and JT abbreviation right there.
That's really funny.
It cracked me up, man. I kind of picked up their vibe literally within 90 seconds, and I'm like, okay, I get it. And I knew what Paranams were right from the get-go.
Ooh, Austin Eckler just got picked.
Your son, yours
oh,
is...
so the guy just woke up? Next, so it's not going to take another 2 hours?
No.
I think literally I was texting everybody, hey, you're on the clock.
Smart. Are you out there sunning those type of things, Rich?
Definitely not, sir.
Whoa.
Thanks for asking.
You know, the second this question came out, I'm like, I don't think I want to know the answer.
Cameron in Baltimore, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Cameron?
Hey there, Rich. First time caller, long time listener. I just wanted to give you a few tips and tricks that I've picked up from the fantasy footballers down in Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah, we had them on years ago. We got to get them back. What's going on? What do you got?
So basically, for a little bit of strategy for y'all's best ball draft moving forward, embrace that volatility. Go for those boom bust players and be careful with your roster construction, especially when it comes to injuries. You don't want to have empty slots moving forward.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate that.
What have you done? Appreciate it. Love it. And concerning. But it doesn't matter about injury concerns because...
There's no moves. We're not allowed to make moves.
It's so dumb.
It's so dumb.
The whole thing's dumb.
It's dumb.
And yet, you know, and yet brilliant.
And we were all in.
Yeah, it was so dumb we were all in. Are you sure you want that button?
Yeah, you wanted the button and now and you can't...
I didn't want the button. Del Tufo wanted me to have
it. Unplug it.
Yeah.
I got you.
Well, here's because I do a lot of writing and moving around, well, so that's why the...
And I need to bring this to the people here. The number of times I hear the Curb Your Enthusiasm theme during a conversation on this program. That's
it's
your
happened.
Belt. That's your ring. That's your ringtone.
It's happened twice.
That's enough.
I realize it, but like you say the number of times, so I'm giving you the actual number.
Oh, and just twice. One in the last week.
Ever. I'm usually very...
Ever. Chris, you want to be the
ever?
Judge?
Yeah, no,
ever?
Yeah,
all right, maybe accurate. Not ever.
It's like two a week.
No, that's a lie. That's a bold-faced lie. That's a lie. Now we're lying. No, you're lying. You don't know the truth.
You want me to start keeping track?
Uh-oh.
We can.
Okay.
So we're at two.
Your first look is at me. Like I did something. I'm like, uh-oh.
Just leave it on silent.
I didn't.
Just leave it on silent.
We're all good.
For the record, though, all those texts are about the show, if it matters.
Okay.
Usually it's one of us.
Great.
Thank you. Thank you.
Here's what I'd like to do. Here's what I would like to do for all you Cowboys fans out there that are going to be hearing it. From all your friends, I want to give you a little pep talk. Okay? Here's a little pep talk for you, TJ.
I mean, I'm
for
good.
For you, Michael
okay.
Irvin, my buddy, my pal. I love all the passion of the Cowboys fans who, as we know, Stephen A. likes to point out crying in the stands and things of that nature.
He's a
hater. And Tyron Smith going down is significant. That's how I started the show. An incredibly significant injury. Warren Sharp, with all his analytics... And his smart football came on and gave you tons of numbers as to how Tyron Smith's injury is going to affect this offense.
That was a good conversation.
I had Todd Archer of the Cowboys beat from ESPN on the show, and he said, asked about the wide receiver room and how it is right now. He said, CeeDee Lamb and a bunch of other guys, everybody else, told us to draft Dalton Schultz. He's going to get a lot of targets, and that's it right there. Dalton Schultz, he's pretty good at football. So is Ezekiel Elliott. He's pretty good at the football. So is CeeDee Lamb. So is Tony Pollard. And I just have a feeling there's somebody there, a little trick up the sleeve. Might be some young kid who's going to get some shot right there, a little run. And Dak, yeah, he might have trouble getting that throw off every now and then because Tyler Smith, you're on the clock, but he was drafted first overall for a reason. And maybe the Cowboys weren't going to start him at left guard at the time being because they really wanted to give him the time. They thought they had the players to give the kid time to grow. Not that he's not ready to be thrown into the fire right now. Maybe that's the case too. And maybe the Dallas Cowboys just have the best defense in football with a coach that is selling everything that they are buying again. Maybe Micah and the rest of that team Tank, Diggs, the rest of that defense is going to take it on their shoulders and start putting points on the board when the offense might not be putting points on the board. And maybe Mike McCarthy is on to something the way that he coaches this team. I know there's a lot of people laughing at me right now. You're one of them right there.
No, I'm just waiting for the shoe to drop.
There is no shoe to drop, TJ. I said I was going to end this show with an attaboy for you. Mm-hmm. And for all the other Dallas Cowboys fans who hear what I had to say about the significance of this injury and me even saying that I think it's the Eagles' division now. But one never knows with the NFL, and that's the beautiful thing. And the Cowboys have a tremendously talented roster. I don't think they improved it as well as they could have or should have. But maybe what they've got in that room is enough. And the way that they lost last year is a chip on shoulder that they're going to cash in. And I meant every word I just said.
Well, thank you.
Just for you.
Appreciate you.
Now that I'm done, I don't think that's going to happen.
And there is the shoe.
Boop. Right back here on YouTube still.
Derrick Henry just got picked.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. I'm sorry, TJ. But that's the best I could muster up right there.
That's fine. I mean, you know, words are just words until the coin gets tossed and they go out there and play the game.
Bengals, going to the jungle. Is that right? No, they're home. They're both home.
They're coming to us. Where we don't share a home field advantage.
Paul Rudd has chimed in on the email chain.
Oh, yeah? Can you repeat what he said?
Yes, because you said... You talked about, I can't hear you over the sound of McCaffrey.
Yeah, because I got criticized for choosing Kupp over McCaffrey.
And you made a McCaffrey future soft tissue tear joke. A little too early for that. And then Paul Rudd goes, hey, I took McCaffrey. What did I ever do to you? Oh, God.
Well, I got criticized, and I was making fun of... This guy's criticism of me.
I understand.
Now you've made it public that I'm.
Well, McCaffrey
I'm making
took
fun
some,
of McCaffrey's injury history,
but you know, it's okay.
It's just my way of.
I understand.
Talking to this crew
of
very funny people and.
Yep.
And then Rudd has chimed in, huh?
Paul Rudd has chimed
All right,
in,
we're in there. We're in the deep end of this pool here.
No, we're in it now, guys.
Fantastic.
We're in now.
Okay, so let's wrap this show up on tomorrow's show. Oh, Danny DeVito will be here along with his daughter Lucy DeVito. Together, they are the co-executive producers and voices of a new program, a new animated show called Little Demon.
Love it.
On FXX. So
I'm trying to talk a couple of my friends in town to come in. Our buddy who took Brian Hartline, he came in last year.
That's called karma being a biatch, isn't it?
Toilet bowl winner. We have a literal toilet bowl for the last place winner.
What do you mean?
Like an actual toilet seat that this person has to carry around with them for the whole season.
What do you mean carry around? Like walk around?
Just
in
have
life?
It or put it up in their house or whatever.
Put it up in their house.
I don't know.
I can tell you if I ever won the toilet bowl,
that would
be placed somewhere that we wouldn't see for 365 days. I mean, the kids would probably find it funny when I brought it home to explain what it was.
Yeah.
But outside of that, Susie would be like, why don't you take, you should take that to work.
And the other guy won for the first time. The winner was a first-time winner.
So they're going to be here tomorrow?
I'm trying to talk them into it.
What do you mean talk them into it? This is like we give away for charity visits here. What are you talking about?
The Staten Island guy was just like, I don't want to be made fun of again for 5 minutes.
Oh, boy.
I know.
Soft tissue injury right there.
Soft
tissue from Staten Island? The Staten Island guy's like, I don't want to be made fun of?
Yeah.
They don't have to be on TV.
I know, but it was. And he's like, "Well, inevitably we get sat in the seat, and then we get made fun of."
I don't want him here now. Yeah. Tell him I don't want him here.
All right,
man. He's lost his chance to come in here. This is a privilege to be in here.
Tell him his El Segundo Hacienda privileges have been revoked.
Like, it's always a good time.
I don't want to be made fun of.
I know.
Oh, I'm such the big bad guy, huh?
That's what I said.
Tell him to stop with the soft tissue injury. Take his heart pills and buckle up.
There you go.
Staten Island, that's not a way to represent The Rock. The Rock is like, go screw yourself. I'll tell you to your face.
Raekwon is not happy to hear this right now, Rich.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, representing Staten Island and the Wu-Tang Clan, and this guy's there, you know what I mean? Ghostface ain't down with that.
Not at all.
Raekwon the chef.
You know what I mean? You God? Inspect the deck?
Please.
For the real story behind some of wrestling's biggest moments, it's Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard and Conrad Thompson, too.
All-time Hogan opponents, Macho Man's got to be in the conversation. Where's Andre for you?
I've always said Andre was number one.
Wow.
Because even going back before, you know, Hulk Hogan was a babyface, Hulk and Andre were able to go in and headline at the New Orleans Superdome, at Shea Stadium in Japan. Wherever they went, that was an attraction.
Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.